This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
This is the final hour of this show on Wednesday. Yeah, it's a Wednesday, I think, all day. Longest day of the year. 877-3DP Show, email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DP Show, the Women's PGA Championship coming up this weekend at Baltusrol. That's in New Jersey. Wonderful golf course. They got 36 holes there. Best players in the world. You can see them on NBC Golf Channel and Peacock. You can also watch this program on Peacock. Download the app, and you can watch every morning. Say good morning to those on Chat Row and also our radio affiliates around the country. Seton O'Connor, final hour. Poll question is going to be what?
Dan, we put up there just moments ago, as a matter of fact. Who would you rather your team sign, Dalvin Cook or DeAndre Hopkins?
I don't know what the age difference is here. DeAndre Hopkins has had a lot of injuries. I know Dalvin Cook has had a few, but the last, 4 years, he's rushed for over 1,000 yards. I would say Dalvin Cook.
He's 27.
And D-Hop is 30, 31. How old is D-Hop, Paulie?
31.
Okay. Yeah, Dalvin Cook.
Right now, 60% say DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay. Well, they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, no, they're usually
not.
Wrong.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if DeAndre Hopkins can be a difference maker. It feels like Dalvin Cook could still be a difference maker. And plug him in at with the right team. And that's where I think the Cowboys, because you don't need to bring back Zeke Elliott. It depends on what you could get Dalvin Cook for. DeAndre Hopkins costs you a lot of money. At least I think his salary was around $20 million. He's not worth that. Would he be a good addition? Baltimore, New England, maybe Tennessee? Yeah. But Dalvin Cook, to me, could be a difference maker for a team. Needing that final piece there, like Buffalo with Dalvin Cook, you would think. Yeah, Paul.
And Dalvin Cook's got mileage, but not crazy mileage. He's only had one season where he carried the ball 300 times. Last year, he started all 17 games, first time in his career, 264 carries. So he was lightly used. He was targeted 56 times. He's definitely a full-service three-down running back.
And if you get that, then he would be worth it. But here's Saquon Barkley trying to negotiate a long-term deal with the Giants. I don't know what he's asking or what they would be willing to pay, but you're talking about, can he get a three-year deal, $30 million, $35 million? But if I could get Dalvin Cook 2 years and he'd cost me $17 million, I'd have it $15 million and I'd have incentives where he could make upwards of, you know, $20 million. But if he gives you those incentives, you know, chances are the team is going to benefit greatly from it. And maybe it's a Super Bowl caliber team. And maybe that's the difference that, you know, you would need with Buffalo or Dallas, having that guy. But, okay, if you look at the best wide receiver running back combos in the NFL, there's not a long list of, oh, that team or that team or that team. Dalvin Cook was just on the Vikings where that was probably the best wide receiver running back combination with Justin Jefferson. But Christian McCaffrey, Debo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, Josh Jacobs, Devontae Adams with the Raiders. Who else would you put in there? Running back, wide receiver. Not many. Yeah, Paulie.
You don't know what he mentions? Miles Sanders of Philly, because he kind of came into the league. He was not a star when he came in.
Yeah.
He had 1,300 yards rushing last year and 5 yards a carry.
Okay.
It's better than Dalvin Cook and same as Saquon Barkley.
All right.
I mean, they don't.
Who would you rather have?
Yeah.
And then who's your wide receiver with Philadelphia?
But, kind of a mishmash.
Yeah, well, you got good receivers, but do you have, is Brown going to be your number one guy? Or is it going to be Devontae? I mean, it's a good problem to have if we're talking about this. Same with the Niners with George Kittle or Debo Samuel. But Miles Sanders, though, didn't he? They didn't re-sign him, Marv.
Yeah, he's on the Panthers now.
Okay, well that takes the Eagles out of the equation.
Yeah, they should have kept him.
Yeah. Who else would be on that list? Dolphins, if they got Dalvin Cook, and you had him on there with Tyreek Hill, now you have the best wide receiver running back combo. And I guess that's a possibility for Dalvin Cook. Yeah, Paul.
You'd like to say Nick Chubb and somebody, but they don't seem to ever get that position down there in Cleveland.
Nope. How about Lamar Jackson and pick a wide receiver on the Ravens? Not exactly a runner. That'd be like Justin Fields. All right, you got your running back. You just don't have wide receivers there. At 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Tim in Michigan, Joey Votto of the Reds will join us coming up here in a little bit. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Dan. Hey, I want to settle this Victor Wembanyama nickname.
Okay.
And we had Wilt Distill. Now we have Vic the Stick.
Vic the Stick. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Tim. I don't know if that's something that he would like. Vic the Stick. What was the one that we decided on last hour? Might have been the best one. The French Prince was good. What was the other ones, Todd?
Escargot.
Yeah. No. Somebody else brought up one on the show today.
The Franchise.
Franchise. Yeah. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I like that one. Stu in L.A. Hi, Stu. What's on your mind today?
Well, I got yesterday's theme, thinking about it all night, and it came up with two excellent ones. One's based on Rusty Staub, become the Ronde Croissante.
Okay.
And the other one, based on the Skyhook and Will Chamberlain, the Big Dipper, become the French Dip.
Okay. All right. It's not bad. The French Dipper. So you had the Big Dipper with Wilt. Yeah. Let's see. Any more? Yeah, we do. Joe in Jersey. Hi, Jersey Joe.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
5'8", well-nourished, 199. Okay. Earning a nickname, Dan, it's truly a badge of honor. You guys were dancing all around this yesterday with the classic theme music.
Right.
So I'm looking for a walk-off here. Here it is.
Okay.
Victor Obi-Wan Banyama.
Okay. All right. I don't know if it's a walk-off.
It's a solid effort. It's creative.
Yeah.
It's solid.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a walk-off.
No.
Diddy in Minneapolis. I did.
Hey, Dan. I wanted to kind of come up, merge the summer solstice and the nicknames with the NBA draft. So I've got a couple of them for you, if that's all right.
Okay.
All right. So first one I've got is Scoot Henderson.
Okay.
Get more, son. And the last one, Victor, when's the sun going to set up?
Yeah, boy.
Wow.
Because, I mean, they're all nice people.
Is Tyler screening these phone calls?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone call.
That's when you know these are going south, if you're starting to look at Tyler.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll walk out there when he's answering phone calls, and, Tyler's the nicest guy in the building. He's like, yeah, okay, yeah, I think that's funny. Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. All right, I'm going to put you on hold. Okay.
Oh, trimming your azaleas. That's a nice
weekend. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. If you're watching on Peacock, there's Tyler, hard at work, doing absolutely nothing. Dave in California. Hi, Dave. What's on your mind?
Well, Dan, I was listening to you talk about Walter Straw, how they have 36 holes. Do you think the PGA, to try to get more interest and try to get viewers, would maybe play, split the field, play half on one course, half on the other, the one day, second day flip them, third day play one course, fourth play, last day play the second. They could have done that at the L.A. Country Club on the North and South course. Just mix things up a little bit instead of having 4 days in the same holes.
Well, I think trying to manage an entire golf course when you have 36 holes would be pretty difficult with, you know, TV coverage. You have to have the TV coverage, and being able to cover 36 holes would be really difficult. Also, fans, you want to have atmosphere there, but I like the idea. I don't see the idea coming to fruition. But Baltusrol is a wonderful, that's that East Coast old style course. The clubhouse is spectacular. That's a treat. That's a treat to play Baltusrol. Yes, Paul?
At the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, the AT&T, don't they play at Pebble Beach, Spanish Bay, and there's another course? Don't they rotate over the course of a couple of days?
Yes. Yes, they do that. Poppy Hills, I think, was in the mix there for a while. But, yeah, they do different courses. They have so many amateurs that play there. But, you know, trying to get coverage. Now, they'll have all the most of their coverage at Pebble Beach, because their cameras are going to be there for the entire week and weekend. Whereas you'll have some cameras scattered about at Spanish Bay, where you might get some highlights, or they send a camera crew out with one of the leaders, or somebody's playing well, and then you follow them for a little while, so you get a little bit of coverage. But I don't know how many cameras are used at the other courses at Pebble Beach. I know I wasn't on camera when I played on those other courses. When I played at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am.
Allowed you to focus.
Well, I was told when I played at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, and Bill Murray, who got me into the Pro-Am, he said, they're not going to put you on camera. And I said, well, they shouldn't. He said, well, you're at ESPN. They're not going to show you on TV at the time. And I go, oh, okay. It's good that I think I was a 12 handicap back then. I thought, that's good. I don't want to be on camera. Well, they showed me on camera a couple of times, and the highlights were edited at ESPN. And I remember watching the highlights and seeing if I made the highlights on ESPN. And what Keith Olbermann did is he took me swinging a club, and then he would take the worst result that ever happened, and everything was going into the ocean. It wasn't even my shot, but he was taking my swing and going, and here's a DP here on the 18th, and it would be like this snapping hook going into the ocean or something. And they may have shown like five of my shots, but every one of them went into the water. They were horrible shots. And then, you know, I'm like, come on, guys. I'm at Pebble Beach. Well, I hit enough bad shots. You could have found one of those, but Keith edited those, and I hit them in the ocean. It's funny. Yeah, funny. Yes, Paulie.
Are there some celebrities at those events who take it real seriously?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're competing with other celebrities, or even with, like, the golfer, the good golfer?
They're competing. Yeah. Yeah. And there's some guys who have handicaps that are questionable. Yeah.
Oh, they bait you so they could bet with you?
No. They want them to make the cut.
Oh.
Therefore, they might give, like Bill Murray. They want Bill to make the cut. Or Mark Wahlberg. They want Larry Fitzgerald. Ray Romano. They want certain, Justin Timberlake. So they might, you might be like a 7, but you might be a 9. You know, just give you a little bit there. Just make sure you make the cut. I mean, this is for TV. Yes, Todd?
Do you enjoy when someone that's taking it too seriously hits a series of bad shots? Because they got their gloves and their outfit and they think who they are and they're a disaster out there.
What do you think?
I would say yes. I know I would take a little enjoyment out of that.
No, because it's nerve-wracking. I mean, it really is.
But if they got this swagger and you're questioning their handicap and they, well, no, if and look at me, here I am, I'm a celebrity and I'm a good golfer.
No, I ran into this with Drew Brees when I played in Tahoe. And I've talked about this before. I'm in a threesome with Drew Brees and Ben Roethlisberger. Hey now. And so we're playing at Tahoe, and Drew Brees is really, really, really serious. Really serious. Very competitive. And he was locked in. And, you know, I would try to joke with him. And Roethlisberger was just learning how to play, but he was playing pretty well. And Aaron Rodgers was there, and he was just sort of starting out. But Drew was extremely competitive. And I remember I made two birdies in a row. And we're going to the next hole, and I have a chance to make a third birdie in a row. And Drew Brees walks by me as I'm getting ready to putt. He goes, I can't bleep and believe you could have three birdies in a row. And Roethlisberger goes, what'd he say? I said, he can't believe I'd have a three birdies in a row. Well, I missed the putt. So we get to the 18th hole. We're all done, you know, and Drew ends up with a par. Should have had a birdie, ends up with a par. He walks off the green, and it's Roethlisberger and me right at the hole shaking hands. And then Ben goes, I guess I'll shake my hand or your hand for the other quarterback who's in our group. And, you know, Drew Brees was so upset that he had a par instead of a birdie. Walked to the scorer's tent. Never said anything. And I'm thinking, what a jerk. So the next day, I see him. I'm on the driving range, and he comes by. And I said to my caddy, Andy, I go, I'm not saying anything here. He walks by, and he goes, hey, Dan, how are you? And I go, good, Drew. He goes, who are you playing with? I go, oh, Jaws and Bruce Smith. Hey, have fun today. And my caddy goes, what just happened? I go, I have no idea. But Drew was so locked in. It wasn't about anybody he's playing with. It was about he was competing with himself. I'm like, wow. All right. Let's take a break here.
Psycho.
Oh, no. But I get, you know, certain guys get locked in. And you understand that that's who they are when they're competing. And it wasn't, you know, he was like a 8 handicap maybe. I mean, he wasn't going to set a course record there. But the way he approached it, he wanted to be great. And I respect that. Yes, Paul.
But if Drew Brees didn't have that in him, he would never have gotten to where
absolutely.
He is.
Absolutely.
No, not even close.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
I mean, I'm a jerk out there, but I didn't accomplish anything like Drew Brees is. So he's plugging in his competitive nature there.
Is that like, so what, you can't play Uno with him too, where he's going to walk off and pout? Like, come on.
There are certain guys that everything they play that same way. I'll bet you Drew Brees would be like that.
Yeah.
If he's playing Papa Shot, he wants to dominate. If he's shooting free throws, he wants to dominate.
What do you mean, go fish? Relax, Drew. Relax. It's a little kid's card game.
That's no way to go through life, son.
Yes, Marv.
Doesn't that want to make you beat those extra super duper competitive guys even more?
Yes, I do. But then I become a jerk too, or more of a jerk, and then that's not any fun.
Are you a sore winner?
Yeah, a little bit. I used to be. I don't win anymore, so I can't be a sore winner. Just sore loser. All right, let's take a break. The Reds aren't losers anymore. Segway. They lost 100 games last year, but they're in first place. Joey Votto will join us coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Every great day starts the night before, Todd. And you know what that means.
What does it mean?
Sleep number.
You got to get your sleep. Are you still sleep number 70? Where are you?
No. That's 75. Sleep number setting. Every great day starts the night before.
Is that why you're kind of like skipping to your Lou in the morning and all energized and everything?
Yeah, Tyron Lou.
Good for you.
I'm skipping to him. If you have trouble falling asleep or you sleep too hot, too cold, your partner snores, they've got answers for all of those things. All of those things. The firmness on each side can be adjusted. It's two beds in one. Find out about sleep quality because these Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. So you learn how to sleep better. How about that? They've thought of everything there, including the Sleep Number 360 Queen C2 smart bed, now only $899. Save $200 plus special financing for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. See store for details. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
He's a six-time All-Star, won the MVP back in 2010. Reds first baseman Joey Votto. Reds Rockies today, 12:35 Eastern, 10-game winning streak. How do you not screw up a good thing? Like, you get on a streak, so you come back. How does the team, like, are you superstitious going into this?
Dan, hello. I'm a regular now on the show, by the way. I want to be introduced as a regular to the show, Joey Votto, friend of ours, yeah. Joey Votto, yeah. My pal, Joey Votto.
Okay, let me try that again. Six-time All-Star, won the MVP back in 2010, Reds first baseman, our good buddy, our pal, and one of us, Joey Votto, joining us on the program.
Hey, yeah, Joey!
Joey! Joey. Okay. Welcome back, by the way.
Yeah, good to be back. To answer your question, The first night I performed well, and that helps a lot. Had I come back and, fallen flat on my face and we had lost, I would have heard about it. I would have been tied to, they would have thought of me like a loser. Like, I would have been like, oh, Joey's back, so we start to lose. So I perform well, thank goodness, and we ended up getting a win.
What's the difference, though? Last year, this team loses 100 games. Now you're in first place.
Yeah, players. We've got three. I'm missing guys. I'm going to miss guys, but we've three position player rookies that are new to the team that a lot of people are asking to be on the All-Star team.
Now, Spencer, do you know Steer, everybody on your team?
There's a few guys where I don't know how to spell their first or last names.
Okay.
And there's a couple guys where I have to handshake hello at the very beginning of the day. Hey, so good to see meet you, you know, and we've been on this team together for a bit.
And then you look at the back of their jersey to be like, oh, Dela Cruz. Yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. No, I was in Louisville for the last 3 months, so I know these guys well. I know. And then all the rest of the guys I've played with for a bit. But it's the young guys. We've got these three young position players. We've got another fellow, TJ Friel. Everything about our team is different and everyone is playing well. You know, I was thinking about this last night because I knew that you and I were going to chat. And I was thinking about how can I explain what we're doing differently here? And it's like we went from being a post team in the NBA where they would dump it in to me and I would slow down the offense and, you know, bank a shot or whatever. To all of a sudden we're a running gun type of team, like the Warriors or like the Kings, what have you. And these guys are fast. They're powerful. They play, premium positions. They are the type of baseball that if I were a fan, I would pay to watch. So we're so fortunate here. I mean, these guys are absolutely the future of the game.
You know, it's small things that stand out to me when it comes to greatness, and watching Dela Cruz, a grounder to third is not a grounder to third. It's an opportunity to beat out a hit. And there are a lot of young players that will coast on something like that. This kid goes full speed. There was a grounder to first that he beat out the other night. Like that, I don't know if you teach it, but man, does he have it. He wants to, you know, make sure that he gives you every ounce he has.
He's a joy to play with. And he wants to use his speed. He knows that it's part, one of his strengths, but he also knows that people come to watch him run. And, I was in Louisville and there was a second baseman that made a tag at second base and he was at third base. And the second baseman turned his back and made a tag and he ran home and he was safe at the plate. Like he's going to do some things and you're going to see them on highlights. And you won't understand how he did it. Couple that with he has the most power maybe in the game. He's up easily up there with Judge, Giancarlo,
really?
Shohei. He's everything you could ask for in a prospect, and we have him here in Cincinnati.
Where does that power come from?
It comes from, well, I can't say hair because I have power. He's got great hair. I've got no hair, but we both have power. I would say probably he's 21. He probably got no sleep last night. He's probably playing video games all night. I know Chipotle was involved and, you know, he just has it. He just has it.
He reminds me of Eric Davis a little bit.
I don't think Eric's my guy. Eric's my guy. But if Eric had this sort of power, he's going to hit some balls. We're going to see him at a home run.
Well, his build, like
he's taller. He's taller. Yeah. But yeah, very similar build in terms of slight build, you know, smaller sort of wiry build, but he's just electricity. You know, I have to ask his permission what nickname I want to give him, because there's one I want to share publicly, okay. But I can't. I have to ask his permission first. So it involves extraterrestrials, but I won't go farther than that. So,
well, I'll hold on if you want to get a hold of him and ask him. Is he down the hall?
It involves UFOs and extraterrestrials.
Okay.
Okay. Eli Dela Cruz.
Okay. If you had a race with him and you started at home plate, do you get to second before he gets home?
I got a buddy who I had this conversation with about Billy Hamilton, who runs probably as well, maybe not quite as well as Eli Dela Cruz. And he said, if I got drunk and I started at first base at the Rogers Center in Toronto or at Great American Ballpark here, because he's from Toronto, if I got drunk and I raced Billy Hamilton started from home all the way to home plate, and I started from first, I would beat him, he said. And I said, there's no way. There's no way you could beat him. And he gets all miffed about it. At least with me, if I started at first base, I know Ellie's going to beat me. I would have to get a secondary lead for me to stand any chance of beating him at home plate. And he would laugh at me as he chases me down. So, yeah.
You might get to second before he rounded the bases and got to home if you started at home plate, both of you.
I'd barely get to third. If he'd get to home, and I'd barely get to third.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm a good player here, Dan. I'm a really good player, and you're making me feel like I'm trying out. You know,
well you're not known for your speed, right?
Oh, you know, I used to. Take a pitch off the plate and then get a broken bat single and then get another walk, and I'd be one for two with two walks. That's pretty good.
Paulie, give me Joey Votto's stolen bases.
Career or single season high?
I have the most stolen bases in this clubhouse.
You're the only one there. See?
Math. Hashtag math.
Well, Paulie, wait. What do you have?
He's got Canadian speed, Dan. He's got 80 career stolen bases and high of 16 in 2010.
Yes.
Okay. And people haven't been stealing bases.
Well, you know, some of us haven't, some of us don't.
Okay.
You know?
When you go to the plate, you've been rehabbing, you had shoulder surgery, you go up to the plate. You trying to hit a home run?
Of course. Today, maybe one, possibly two.
You can give me a home run today. You can give this audience a home run today. Is that what you're saying? Oh, my God. You know, all of us here, you know, it'd be emotional.
Okay.
It'd be like
I can promise you right now.
Okay.
I'm going to try.
That's not what Babe Ruth said to that little boy in the hospital bed.
Who was that actor? Anyways, you really think he said that?
Yes,
you really
He did. I think Babe, probably a little hungover, said, I'm going to hit a home run for you, kid.
Yeah.
All right.
He probably did.
I noticed the walk-up songs. Have they changed as you've gotten older?
Yeah. And, you know, I think being more serious, I think more about the grandparents and the kids and the grandkids that come to the games. No, I think about like not disrespecting them with some of the questionable language.
Okay. Well, okay. Tell me if these are Truth Hurts by Lizzo.
Yes.
You use that one?
I think so. I don't remember, but the truth does hurt sometimes, Dan.
Lucifer by Jay-Z.
Yes.
The Black or the Berry by Kendrick Lamar.
Yes.
Humble by Kendrick Lamar.
You have to stay humble.
Murder, She Wrote.
Great show in the 80s.
Yes, it was. She was hot.
That's not appropriate.
Okay. Work to Do by the Isley Brothers.
No, I don't think so, but maybe. Maybe. I don't remember.
Paint It Black by the Stones.
Yes.
Now, why would you do Paint It Black when that's for a pitcher?
No, it starts off by saying I see a red door and I want to paint it black. So if there's one song that people drive me crazy about walking back out to again, it's that one, because everybody breaks into applause afterwards when the kicks in, and it's a good song, but it's not for me.
Yeah, because pitchers paint it black.
Yeah,
you don't want, like, you know, someone like Clayton Kershaw to paint it black.
A Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the pitcher you're going to tell your kids about, grandkids about? You're like, yep, faced him.
Clayton Kershaw's pretty clearly one of them. He's the new Koufax of the Dodgers.
Okay, but describe that. When you know, he could tell you he's thrown the breaking ball probably, right?
No. That's not how it works with me. No. You can't tell me. You can't. I'm not going to go up there and punt the at bat just because Clayton Kershaw. I mean, I've homered off of him and I've called homers against him. He's more or less.
What do you mean, you know, called homers?
We were both rookies, and I told the third baseman on their team I was going to homer in the next at bat. And he said, "You do realize who's pitching, right?" And I homer in the next at bat. And he goes, "You mother," you know, sort of thing. Yeah, but, you know, Clayton's more or less dominated me and almost all hitters during our career. So during my career, excuse me. So but Clayton's probably the one. Mariano Rivera.
Ooh.
At Old Yankee Stadium. I homered off of Mike Mussina in my first at bat there. It was the last time my late father got to see me play. He was, you know, in the stands. I homered. He watched the whole series. And I really wanted to face Mariano Rivera. before the series was over. And I happened to face him, I believe, in my last at bat before we left. You know, old Yankee Stadium, what an experience. Jeter and the Yankees, what an experience. You could feel the ghosts. And then I get to face Mariano, who was basically getting an inning in. Well, I decided, you know, I'm going to, you know, choke up and like catch the cutter out front. And it went. And it just kept coming, kept coming. I ended up check swinging, grounder to third base. A-Rod picked it up. I was safe at first. That's back when I had roughly Ellie De La Cruz speed.
Okay,
now,
I like that.
That's probably, I'm probably out by 8, maybe 12 feet. So, yeah.
So he is promising at least one home run today for the audience.
At least one. At least one. Is this live?
Yes, it is.
Oh, no. So I have to come through. Oh, no, Dan. Yes,
you do. You have an hour before first pitch.
Oh, my goodness. I have to come through. Well, make sure that you bury this if okay. it doesn't come through. Laud me. Praise me. I should be trending on Twitter if I hit a home run today.
Are you staying around to pass Larry Walker on the all-time Canadian hit list?
Staying around.
Do you want to play?
Thanks.
Do you want to continue to play? See, I didn't bring up Hall of Fame this time.
No. And I've been.
We're not doing that anymore.
We're not doing that. I'm clearly not one. It's over. Why are we even talking about
exactly.
it?
Exactly. So, we're not going to bring that up.
I don't think.
By the way, if you get in the Hall of Fame, I'm going to the ceremony.
Come on, Dan.
I promise.
A friend of the show sort of rule?
Yes.
Is that, did you go to Reggie's?
Yeah. If I don't have anything going on in 10 years from now, I will be there.
I'll pay for your ticket on Spirit or Frontier, last row, but it'll be a window seat.
You're going to hear me applauding. You're going to hear me. Sweet. Yeah. I'm going to say that the Wayne Gretzky of baseball.
No, don't disrespect Wayne like that. I'm a fine player. I'm no Wayne Gretzky. Wayne's the greatest, maybe, athlete of the last 25 years, not named Jordan.
Gretzky nicer than you?
God, it's 45 years for Gretzky. Gretzky,
you're a pretty nice guy.
Most of us are behind the scenes. This is all an act. This is absolutely an act. Most of us behind the scenes are not friendly people. How can we be friendly and compete? You know, it's okay. And more importantly, we're stars and we make all the money and people want our autograph. After a while, it's like no one's our equal sort of thing. Okay. So no, I'm not nice behind the scenes.
Okay, fair enough. He guarantees at least one home run. Do not talk to him about its Hall of Fame. He has deceptive speed. He's not hanging around to pass Larry Walker.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
In friend of the show.
I missed when I had my surgery last year. It was about 10 months ago.
And I should have reached out when you were having surgery.
It's okay. I appreciate the flowers. But before the surgery, I thought, it's going to be a while before I'm on Dan's show. And I wonder what color hoodie he's going to wear. Turns out he picked the lucky Wednesday green.
Like lime green, yeah.
Thank you.
Marv, do we have our Friday song queued up? Do we have that? No. Do we have the song we play on Friday when we close up shot? Todd Rundgren, do we have that? Because I do have a walk-up song for you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
How about this low-key Sports Illustrated cover?
No,
right here.
I saw that. That's very
How
hot.
About that?
Marv, do you have it? Okay, here is your walk-up song. Crank it up now! Ladies and gentlemen, first baseman, Joey Votto. Don't call him a Hall of Famer. He doesn't want to talk about it. Deceptive speed. He's old. Here we go. What are you thinking?
Well, the audio on my end is not so good, but I'll pretend like I loved it. So
I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the drum all day.
I swear, I'd love to do that. I would love to.
Okay, it's Todd Rundgren.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the drum all day. Ladies and gentlemen, first baseman, Joey Votto.
And on that note, I got to run, Grim.
Okay. All right. You got to get ready for a couple of home runs. Thank you, Joey.
Take care. See
That's
you.
Joey Votto. He's a nice guy on TV, but not in real life.
I got a run, Grin. All
right. He's something.
Nailed it.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. thank you to the Cincinnati Reds for helping us with that. Let's take a break. We'll close up shop after this. It's Wednesday. It'd be nice if it was Friday. Better yet, Sunday. Slider Sunday, thanks to King's Hawaiian. They have all the great recipes. If you need recipe inspiration, kingshawaiian.com. How about these slow-cooked pulled pork mac and cheese sliders? Pork shoulders seasoned with garlic, thyme, paprika, cayenne, yippee-yippee cayenne, combined with mac and cheese served on the original Hawaiian sweet roll. That's pretty good, right? Slider Sunday. Slider Wednesday. Slider Friday. You know, just throw them on the grill and you're good to go. King's Hawaiian wants you to make every Sunday Slider Sunday. And if you need that recipe inspiration, all the recipes that you want with King's Hawaiian. They have the pre-sliced slider buns, the perfectly sweet and salty pretzel slider buns as well. You don't even need to put anything on those. You can just nibble on those buns. Nice buns. Go to your local store, pick up the sweet, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls, and enjoy Slider Sunday. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude. The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. A day is always better when you talk to Joey Votto, one of our favorites here. Close up shop, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, all of that forthcoming. This day in sports history, People still coming up with nicknames for Victor Wembanyama. John in Vegas joins us. Hi, John.
Daniel Patrick Jr. the third, Bennett Walker the fourth quarter. How are you?
Good, sir.
I've got a nickname for him. Like first 5'8", somewhere between a healthy and a husky, 185.
Husky.
Thank you. You don't even have to change the name for my nickname.
Okay.
It's Victor Bambuya. Hey.
Thank you, John. We're struggling. We're struggling to find Victor Wembanyama nickname. Jesse in L.A. Hi, Jess. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP. Good morning. Hey, Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, wanted to say, firstly, you know, Joey Votto is a national treasure. That guy is everything that's right for baseball. What an ambassador for the game. He's like a little leaguer in the big leagues. I love that guy.
Yep, but, I agree.
You know, for my nicknames, to replace Wemby, they are in French, as homage to Greek freak and Rick James. Le Super Monstre, which means the super freak, or Monsieur Basketball, Monsieur Basket, which means Mr. Basketball.
Well, you're talking to somebody who took French in high school, Jesse. Obviously, with we, il faut que je cherche un livre.
Obviously.
I think it's what, sit down and open your book, something like that. I never I took French, but I didn't really take French. French didn't take me either. The NBA All-Star game is going to be...
Next season.
Indianapolis, Lucas Oil Stadium. NBA All-Star Saturday night will be at Lucas Oil Stadium. And let's see, anything else in there? So the host committee, let's see. So the All-Star venue, anything else that I need to know about that?
I think they're calling it the Oil Star game.
Lucas Oil?
Why not? I'd buy that T-shirt.
You've worn me down today.
I know, I beat you down.
Like, there are times you're going to go, okay, all right, whatever.
The Oil Star game at Lucas Oil. Go
start
check it out.
The shirts now.
Thank you, Todd. Yes, Mark.
I see it's going to be Saturday night. That's for the dunk contest and three-point contest. Why wouldn't the game be at the stadium and Saturday night be at Market Square Arena or whatever it's called now?
Yeah.
Isn't it Conseco Fieldhouse?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay. Are they going to have the All-Star game at Lucas Oil?
No, the game's going to be at
the
Pacers Arena, yeah.
Oh.
So just Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
And then the game.
Gosh, as crazy as Indiana is about basketball and you have the All-Star game there?
We'll be there.
We will?
I'll be there.
Yeah. Oh, will you be? Will you be working?
You know what? Let's see where our vacation lies.
Okay. Well, so after the Super Bowl, what's the date on the All-Star game?
Looking.
February 24th? Is that what it was? Do you have that, Paulie? Or Princey, the announcement?
That might work out for Prince.
Yeah. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Got a couple. 1939, Lou Gehrig quit baseball due to an illness. 1997, the WNBA made its debut. The New York Liberty defeated the L.A. Sparks 67-57. And 1999, the Dallas Stars Stanley Cup victory parade took place in downtown Dallas. The band Pantera rode a float in the parade.
Yeah. Oh, they did.
They did the theme song.
Oh, of course they do. Yes, Todd.
Sunday, February 18th, 2024.
Okay. All right, February 18th. And then the Super Bowl's the week before in Vegas.
February 11th, yes.
Thank you, Todd. On this date in 2018, the Phoenix Suns would like to have this first pick back. Arizona center DeAndre Ayton.
Mm.
Ayton. Let's see. The first team and first player to win three World Cups. Last one happened on this date. Yes, Paul?
Pelé?
Pelé and Brazil, 1970.
Brazil.
Brazil?
Beat Italy. Beat Italy, 4-1. Yeah. Let's see. Let's go around the room. What we learned on the program. My son who travels, and then he'll say it's Barcelona, and I go, no, it's Barcelona. He'll go, no, it's Barcelona.
And Barcelona.
I said, I'm not going to acknowledge you. It's Barcelona. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Forget about a pamphlet. The NFL should have Calvin Ridley talk to players about what he did and how it cost him $11 million.
Yes. You want to talk about gambling? There's Exhibit A. Seton O'Connor.
Has he been to Budapest?
Yeah, he does say Budapest.
Yeah. You got to say, if you're going to go Barcelona, you got to go Budapest.
And I said, you got a speech impediment? Barcelona, Budapest?
I hate people with a speech impediment.
Thank you, Todd. Marvin, what'd you learn?
Bob in Montana knows my anniversary.
Yes, he does. Big day tomorrow for Marv. Yes, Paul.
Dodgers at Angels tonight, Dan. Otani's pitching.
Oh! Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the only place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, all-around support, and our great sponsors. Thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow here, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.